With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Ken Johnson on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. The governor says calling a special session could occur in order to have the legislature reduce the state income tax rate.
I'm considering calling people back for another special session to get a tax cut done.
He explains why the rate reduction is so important.
You know, when you think about it, if we have $6 billion in savings and we have $1.2 billion in excess revenue above expenses, you shouldn't just spend all that money. You should give some of that back to the taxpayer. And so the fact that we weren't able to get that done, to me, is just unbelievable. And I wanted to let you know, we're getting further and farther behind. Pennsylvania, their tax rate is 3.07%. Michigan, these are Democratic states. Michigan, their tax rate is 4.25%.
He did say some extra spending included in the $13 billion budget bothers him, and he and his staff will review it in the days to come. Stitt says the agreement on education is a positive from the regular session, and there were some additional good steps taken toward tax relief.
We got the marriage penalty eliminated. We got the franchise tax reduced, which is great. So there was some tax reform in there, but we didn't give a quarter of a point back to the people, which is really what I was fighting for.
Senate Pro Tem Greg Treat offers his view of what was accomplished.
Overall, I think we really, it may have not been the prettiest way to get everything done, but it is the way democracy works and the way our form of government works to bring controversy to a head. And I've never been one that likes to run away from a fight or an argument. I like to run into it and see if we can achieve good results for Oklahomans, and I think we did on many fronts this year.
Covering the state capitol, I'm Ken Johnson on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission proud to support the work of OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver as he looks for that next great variety coming out of the OSU wheat breeding program. We talked with Dr. Carver recently about that process that he takes to get to that right variety.
They've got to be able to take stress. You know, what we have to deal with in Oklahoma, and stress can mean a lot of different things. Of course, we've been dealing with a lot of drought stress, and so I've actually looked at that. You can pick them out by eyeball. Of course, then we have to use the numbers. We get the numbers in the summer, and I really go over through that. There's about 6 weeks in the summer where I just try to hide, just immerse myself in all the data, because I want to match that data with what I see in the field, you know, and I have some expectations. Some of those aren't ever met, but sometimes they are, and that's when you know you've got something good. But drought stress and disease stress and grazing stress, just anything that we can throw at it. And that's why it takes us a little bit more time, I think, than most programs to arrive at a final product.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.